Welcome to the Kingdom Cowboy Podcast. The equipping of God's people comes by teaching and imparting the principles of Christ's kingdom as they unfold through the Holy Spirit today. Our focus is to make the scriptures alive, simple, and easy to understand. Now here's your host, Andy Taylor.
Welcome to the Kingdom Cowboy Podcast. I'm Andy Taylor in the Big House studio with Gabe Edney today. We're really, really glad you're with us. We started this conversation, Gabe, actually a few weeks back in talking about hearing God. And then we kind of gravitated to, two or three different places, but we kind of gravitated to one of the key ways to hear the Lord is through the reading and study and meditation on the Word.
And there's so many different things, AT, that we've talked about reading the Word. And we have got off on some tangents because there's so many little pieces to just picking your Bible up and reading it. It's simple.
There's a lot of moving parts.
There really is.
Yeah.
You know, and just reading for all of its worth. You know, the book that we talked about last time that you wrote. You can pick that book up on Amazon, too, if you guys want to look at that. And we'll eventually have it on Audible pretty soon, too. It's a book that when you pick it up, you can get little bitty pieces and just take them with you and then go back and get another little piece and then take it with you. It's written that way. And so you had some good insight on writing that book, AT.
Yeah, really, really good about it. And I think it's, again, its value is for the regular guy, someone who wants to know how to read their Bible. And it's written in kind of bite-sized form, longest chapters, 3 or 4 pages, so they can read 1 or 2 or 3 or 4 pages and get them a little key to help them understand the Word. And you're not going to enjoy it if you don't understand it. And so a lot of people don't read their Bible for those reasons. So there's value in it.
Translation of the Bible. I'm going to get real quick. Your translations, is there anything that you agree with, don't agree with through the translations? There's many of them, tons of them.
There's tons of them. Yeah, I've got a really good Bible program that I've had, gosh, probably 30 years or longer. It's BibleSoft, and it's a really, really good one. I use the New King James Version. I recommend it for people in our household here at Trinity because that's what I teach from. But I started using the New King James when my life really made the turn in 1984. Julie had a brand new King James Version, and I picked it. I found it a lot easier to read than a King James. But I found it to be really, really true and really, really close to the King James Version. And the reason that I think the King James Version or New King James Version is important is the Strong's Concordance, which is a Bible dictionary, is keyed to the King James. And so if you're going to, in my book, Reading Your Bible for All It's Worth, there's at least a chapter on learning the Greek words, learning how to find where the word was derived from, if a person's going to get really serious about studying the Bible, those things will become important somewhere along the way.
A couple of other things about reading your Bible is when you do sit down and read it, the Father does want to speak to you through the Bible. He does want to.
If you stop and think about it and boil it down to the simplest element, and this comes out in everything we talk about around here, and that's your relationship with the Father. You know, God is what He is, but Father's who He is. Knowing He is Father is not the same as knowing Him as Father. You're a father. I'm a dad. Dads want to talk to their kids. They want to communicate. So God is a better father than any of us, obviously. And we just come to this understanding. It's kind of a no-brainer that God wants to talk to us. In fact, Jesus said it this way, "My sheep know me, and they hear my voice." God wants to speak to us. And again, when we're talking about God speaking and us hearing God, He's not limited in the ways in which He speaks. He can speak to us in a wide, wide variety of ways. So talked last week about the one thing that has to be in place is you must be born again. The second thing I would say is it's a reality that God does want to talk to you. But I have this opinion. It may or may not be right. I believe there's a steady flow of information from the throne of God, from God, toward us, about us, to us, all the time. I've made it an important thing all these years, and that is to get in a place and understand that God does want to talk to me. He is talking to me, and so I need to get tuned in. I need to get in the Spirit, and I need to pay attention and start to learn the ways that God speaks to me. You know, I think He can speak to all of us in different ways. We talked about that a little bit in one of these episodes. But He speaks to us in all kinds of ways. But I think what we'll find is that God speaks to us individually in certain kind of unique ways, just like you have relationship with your kids and I have relationship with my kids.
I kind of had a vision when you said that about the constant flow of information. Mm-hmm. I do some technical things and I think of things like through fiber, and you think of a fiber line that comes through, that it's basically light, and they're sending data through light mm-hmm. down to you. If it's not connected to anything, it goes nowhere. That light just ends right there and the data goes nowhere. I just felt like all you got to do is plug in to receive that data. If data is always coming,
bingo,
it's always coming. You plug it in, it's going to start flowing through. To me, that really makes sense to me, is to be able to go, all right, I plugged into the data. There's always a line of communication coming through. I've just got to plug into it and listen to it.
Well, the people that make it a priority hear the Lord. If you make it a priority, you will hear the Lord. It's just like when you meet someone, everyone has a distinctive voice. And I get told about my distinctive voice all the time. I've got that Texas panhandle thing I can't shake off, which is okay, I guess.
It's Sheriff Andy Taylor is what it is. I just promise you.
I guess so. But we learn to recognize the voice of God and how he speaks to us. And so, again, he speaks to us and all of us in unique ways. And there's a lot of overlapping things. Maybe that's your favorite way, is the still small voice. All we've been talking about hearing him through the reading and study and the meditation of the word. Maybe other people might find one of those other things, might find God speaking to them in those ways more than the still small voice. But the key is, I believe he's speaking. I believe this is a critical, critical time that we're living in. We're going to talk about the awakening a lot and the stuff that's happening around the world, the stuff that's happening right here in our own household, that we have identified that there's something taking place. This could be the greatest move of God that there's ever going to be. And, you know, time will prove whether we're right about that or not. And I said, the worst thing that can happen in our household is if that doesn't happen to be that, then our people just got overprepared. Right.
So it ain't gonna hurt.
We should be good.
It ain't gonna hurt us to be a little bit more prepared.
That's right. I don't think so. I think it's a key thing that the more you make it a priority to hear God, the more you will hear God. People who pray, they hear God better than people who don't. You know, and when Jesus was talking, he didn't say if you pray. He said when you pray, don't be like the Pharisees, because they like to stand on the corner praying these long, professional sounding prayers. You know, he said, surely they have their reward. We're encouraged to go into that secret place, to go into that place where, and I think there's a lot of value in taking time to where it's just you and him, whatever that happens to be for you, because, again, we're in such a critical time for the church and for us as individuals who make up the church to be in the best place we can be, so we can be functional contributors into this move of God rather than just standing on the sidelines or caught up somewhere back in the pack somewhere.
What are some things we need to know? When I'm listening and I'm trying to listen, I want to hear, and I want to download. Mm-hmm. I want to get it.
Here's the thing that I've found over the last year. And so, like I said before, I'm a real quick study. I'm 70. I learned this at 70. So I may actually be the sharpest knife in the drawer. What I have found in the richest times I've had fellowship and communion and those kind of things is when I go and take that time with the Lord and don't have any agenda. I mean, I've got plenty of things. I always have plenty of things on my list that I need to hear the Lord on. But what I've been doing is just putting those things to the side, not even thinking about those things, and just coming and saying, Father, here I am. I had this little revelation just a few days ago. I don't have it completely developed, and because the Lord's still talking to me about it, but I just, in one of my times with the Lord last week, I just sat down on my porch, just doing what I'm talking about doing, you know, with the Lord. Just, hey, Lord, here I am. I don't have any agenda. And immediately felt the presence of the Lord. And I said to the Lord, you always show up. And he said, well, actually, is that still small voice? Well, actually, Andy, I never show up. I'm always here. You're the one that shows up. Don't you love that little, that was a little kiss from God. You know, he said, I never show up. I'm always here.
Sounds like he just keeps it as simple.
Yeah.
As simple. It's like, I'm always here.
Don't complicate please.
I'm here. I'm just glad you showed up.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard you say so many times you're on a need to know basis.
Yeah. Yeah. Again, I think a lot of this stuff, Gabe, you can boil it down to the simplest element, and that is God is Father. We're his hand-picked sons and daughters. As a dad, think about it as a dad, as a dad, if I know things that I know are going to help my kids, I'm going to tell them those things. It's a timing thing as well, especially with God and us, but God will tell us everything that we need to know in precise timing. And I think we should approach our time with the Lord that way, that everything that we need to know, he will show us in perfect timing.
You've said timing here twice. And when I hear that, whose timing?
Yeah, well,
when you're saying that,
that'd be his timing.
Selfishly, everybody wants it as our time.
Obviously,
I mean, that's the thing is when you pray, it's like, well, I prayed for it yesterday, it didn't happen.
I want it, and I want it my way, and I really would like to have it now. But yeah, in God's precise timing, it's just important to understand everything that we need to know about our life, about the things that God has given us charge over. Everything we need to know about that, God will show us in perfect timing. I think that's how we should approach it.
So let's just say somebody came to you like me, and I came to you and said, listen, I'm reading my Bible, mm-hmm. and I am listening, and I am near nothing. I don't feel like I'm hearing nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you go from there? I mean, like somebody that is just like, man, I feel like I'm there, but I'm not hearing nothing.
There are times like that, even for me, where I feel like I'm just in a place where I'm not hearing the Lord. And what that causes, well, let me go back to the very first time that this came up with me. My life had made the turn in 1984, somewhere along the next 2 or 3 years. I was just in a place where I was growing in the Lord. I was learning to hear the Lord. I was learning stuff and learning about the Bible and all the good stuff. And we had a youth camp from our church there. We had a youth thing. And one of my friends, Jerry Chrisman, who's a worship leader from the Oklahoma City area, he came out. We were talking. He said, and I was going through one of those little stretches where I just didn't feel like I was hearing the Lord. He said, how you doing? And I said, I'm not doing very good. And he said, why is that? And I said, well, you know, I was just hearing the Lord and everything, you know, just experiencing the presence of learning to enjoy the presence of the Lord. And my prayers were getting answered. And then all of a sudden, it just feels like when I pray, my words just fall out of my mouth and hit the ground. He said, well, you know, that's the Lord, don't you? And I said, no, it doesn't seem like the Lord to me at all. And he said, yeah, I said, you know, sometimes it's great advice for me because I found myself in stretches like that from time to time. He says, there's a lot of times that God will withdraw the tangible feeling of his presence. So if you've experienced that before, so you'll long for that again. And what it causes you to do, and it caused me to do, is to press in more. Most everybody I know, maybe everybody does, get in a place where they don't feel like they're hearing the Lord.
That is tough too, because you get into a position where you're hearing.
Yeah.
And then it just drops.
And then you don't.
Yeah. And then you don't. You feel like, well, is it me? Is it me?
Yeah. What I do?
Did I do something wrong?
Yeah. Let me address that.
Okay.
Because you said, is it me? Because when we talked about reading the word, hearing and learning to discern what the Lord's saying through the reading of the word. I've told people a lot to understand that God really does want to speak to us. If you're not hearing God, there's a good chance the problem's not on his end.
I've heard that from a teacher or two.
Yeah, yeah.
If you're not hearing me, it's because you're not listening good.
That's true. So we need to talk about, and maybe we can lead it into the next episode next week, but we need to talk about listening. And there's a real key.
And be, like you say, better listeners.
Yeah, better listeners.
I mean, when you say be a better listener, define that for me. When you say, I can be a better listener for you right here because I can show you in front of you.
Yeah.
How do I be a better listener listening to the Lord? Because when I'm praying and I'm doing it and I'm like, I'm not hearing him. How do I be better at it?
Well, and this is one of those things that I need to keep on the front burner for me because I'm a talker.
Uh-huh.
And I can talk more than I need to a lot of times, obviously. But so I think it's important. One is to learn to be quiet. And there's just some simple keys just to learn to be quiet. I tell people, sometimes people are not hearing what God's saying because he's not saying what they want him to say. But we have to understand that everything that God says to us brings life. So however God wants to speak to us about my situation, where I'm at, or what I need to hear the Lord of, all those things will bring life. So I want to hear the Lord no matter what it is that God is saying. That's a key, I think.
Well, I think that's going to lead us into a great episode of next week because couple of things there you said that I think will be good to talk about is, one is hearing the Lord. We've been talking about that for a while. Two is running ahead of the Lord and going ahead. And I'm notorious for that. I know that about myself. It's just doing something without seeking him first and just asking him and hearing before I actually do it. Being able to apply reading the Bible with people around you, with yourself, and just applying it.
Yeah. Let's talk about those things.
We're going to talk some more about this specifically on our next podcast. And if you like what you're hearing, tell your family, your friends, download the podcast, The Kingdom Cowboy, on your preferred platform. And if you want to hear more or get more information about The Kingdom Cowboy, go to andyrtaylor.com. For Gabe, Andy, Andy Taylor, we'll catch you on the next go.
Thank you for listening to The Kingdom Cowboy podcast, where we give a money-back guarantee. You'll be better when you leave than when you arrived. That's the outcome of listening to God's living word for this hour. Remember to subscribe to this podcast. If you would like to contact Andy with your questions or comments, you can do so at andyrtaylor.com.